Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was a back and forth between Ray Fittipaldo and Mike on the wide receivers, and what was that? His lack. There was no concern at all. Is what
no,
he said in
no
the
concern about the receivers outside of George Pickens.
Broderick Jones was brought up by Doran Dickerson as a trade chip to get a wide receiver this morning. One of our listeners has brought that to our attention.
It's too early
a
for
player
me.
Player for player trade.
It's way too early for me. I can't do that. I understand.
Well, that's because that's your guy, Malzie. But if you didn't have an emotional attachment to Broderick.
Well, just more an emotional attachment to my pick, my crowing about that being the right pick. I can't do that yet. I can't.
But if you were detached from the situation and you were not loyal to Broderick Jones, you're still saying no?
Okay, so if you were to do that, would that mean you're probably angling to like, have to bid for Dan Moore's services? You're going to give Dan Moore a long-term deal to be your left tackle? He'd still be the second best left tackle of your five at that point.
My answer would be no. Okay. So yeah, you'd be starting over there.
I can't do that.
But if you don't think Broderick Jones is good.
I think it's harder to find really good tackles, and I think he can still be one if they just give him an effing chance. It's easier to find high quality wide receivers in drafts that are stockpiled with them now than it is to find guys who can really mature into great tackles. That's what I think.
I want to see Roman Wilson. Let him get a piece of his old coach. Let's get him out there against the Chargers. Tomlin and others saying he's not ready. He didn't have any training camp. He got hurt on the first day of padded practice. Well, he can't be worse than Calvin Austin. And I don't think he can do much worse than Van Jefferson. And I think there's upside there. You don't play a bunch of wide receivers as it is. We know that Artie Smith loves the multiple tight end set. You actually got something other than just blocking from Darnell Washington, so that kind of even justifies the two tight end look from him even more, including him and getting him on the field more often. So we've seen smaller guys. Tyreek Hill's got great speed, just like Wilson. Wilson doesn't have quite the Tyreek Hill speed, but the point I was trying to make is you don't need to be the tallest wide receiver to play outside. Deontay Johnson wasn't 6'2 or 6'3.
I mean, AB's the example.
He was exactly. AB was an outside 5'9". Receiver.
I mean, he's an exceptional all-time great player, but I would like to see Roman Wilson get up to speed quickly and get in that lineup because you know what I found myself trying to do? This is how desperate it is. Yep. I was doing the thing everyone else is guilty of. Where I was like, hey, you know, Calvin Austin, a nice little 6-yard catch, or Van Jefferson, hey, he caught that ball. Trying to talk yourself into something you know isn't good.
Donnie, why did you pick this tidbit? Why did you think the wide receiver thing was worth spending some time on?
Well, because I know that we didn't have this in the plans today, and I think we should at least address it for a few moments, because we are 2 weeks into this project, and that's what we'll discuss it as, a project at receiver. And it has not had very good returns at all. The first game, it was pretty much all George Pickens, and there were, two guys that had any sort of contribution. It was two receptions for 8 yards in Atlanta between Austin and Van Jefferson. A tad bit better in the game the other day against Denver. But they simply cannot act like it's not a problem. And yeah, I want to see Roman Wilson play too. That's putting a whole lot of pressure and expectation on a mid-round draft pick who has missed, he's missed everything. He was injured very early on in camp, didn't play in a single preseason game. We simply should not be counting on this guy to step in and be a great player right away. Not fair to him or to your expectations.
I am constantly probing and prodding around for guys that might fit the Steelers wide receiver to fill that hole between
what's
now
your main
and the trade deadline.
What's your rubric look like? Better than Van Jefferson?
Guy
box
that,
one?
Guy that is on an expiring contract whose team sucks is what I tend to look for.
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, he would fit that. The two guys right.
That'd be one of the funniest things in Steelers history.
The two guys who stick out to me in that respect right now are DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And this one, this guy's not as good, is not a borderline Hall of Famer. Darius Slayton with the Giants. He has averaged 750 yards receiving the last 2 years with 48 catches and 3 touchdowns. That's a low-end wide receiver, too. They have low-end wide receiver 3s and high-end wide receiver 4s right now.
Trying to look at another team that sucks or is going to suck. Who would have a guy who
Hopkins
fits that
isn't
bill.
Healthy, but, man, if he gets healthy, I'd like to rent him for 8 or 9 games if we're still in it, and I have no reason to think we will be out of it by the time we get to the trade deadline, given the schedule.
Of
and
those
how the
two, he'd definitely be my preference because I think Justin Fields still likes to just throw the ball deep, and he's still pretty good at the catch point.
He makes contested catches, and Tomlin loves those combat catches.
Mm.
And he would say he's
You've got your bayonet out there making combat catches.
He would say something like he's a legendary ball hauler or something like that.
Well, Frank Gore is the legendary ball toter. Oh, yeah. He toted that ball. A ball
For years
hauler.
He toted that ball.
For years the man toted the ball.
For years this guy hauled the ball in.
This guy hauled balls.
You know what's funny? I feel like something as innocuous as Cortland Sutton talking smack on TJ Watt before this game last week is something that Tomlin would file away and say, I don't really need that guy now. Not a fan. Not really interested in bringing in a guy who wants to take shots at our team's best player. So. All right, Donnie, thank you for the tidbit.
Hold on. I was looking at somebody who's also on an expiring deal. Isn't technically Brandon Cooks on one? I know the Cowboys don't suck. They just got their doors blown off, but.
That would be something if Jerry Jones, after saying we need urgency this year and this is our year,
No,
sold
I,
at the
I
trade
know.
Deadline.
I know. Well, they'd have to be playing really badly.
Well,
but wouldn't he be the best guy of that bunch?
I like Hopkins better.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.